Hi. So that break was a lot longer than I intended. So it's been about a month since I've been able to record at all. Pretty much everything has changed since then. So the reason I ended up taking the break didn't really have anything to do with ASMR or the community or anything like that. It was my real life. So if you've read any of my stuff, you'll know that I recently had graduated from school again. I'd gone back to further advancement in my field, and I graduated in May. And then, because of the world situation and things going on, it took a little bit long. Actually, didn't because my particular field does take a little bit of time to find a job after school. There's a lot of hoops and licensing and certification you have to go through. So I got all that done in June and started applying. And then about a month ago, I got a call asking to interview with a basically one of the top organizations in my state. And of course, I was like, yeah, I want to interview. And the job was actually something that was really cool, something I was really interested in. And I was completely floored that they wanted me. I'm different than most of the people who graduate because I actually had experience. I had worked previously under a different type of thing, which is hard to explain without giving away more details. But essentially, I was a lower level version of what I am. And most people just jump straight to what I am. They do the schooling because it's almost the same amount of time, and they go to that. But just due to life circumstances, that just wasn't in the cards for me. So I was a little bit more better off than some people. But thankfully, the organization I work with also is really good with new graduates across the board. So that's really something I was looking for in an organization. And I interviewed with three different groups on the same day. So it was like a peer interview, and then like the actual people in charge, and then like the people in charge of them, which is a fairly common experience. I did a two-step interview with my last job as well. It's pretty common, especially in our field. Like you need to get along with the people you work with. And about 3 days later, I got a call that I got the job, which was great, fantastic. I was so happy. This was a great fit for me. However, it meant packing up my life and moving to a new city, because it was not in my current city, and it was nowhere near close enough to be able to commute. So I had to basically pack up my entire life, which was scattered across a bunch of stuff just because of different life things. So it was not all in one place. Some of it was packed, some of it wasn't, and it was just a nightmare trying to find everything. I hadn't seen some of the stuff in over a year, because it's been in storage. So trying to find all the things to build a, to keep your home, and find it, put it together, like it was, and making the drive back and forth between my current city and my new city was a nightmare. I did that, and it's over 200 miles, and I did that round trip like every other day for 2.5 weeks. So I had to put a notice at my current job, and I worked out a little bit there, and then had to come here, find a place, and then move, which I never want to move again. I've moved too many times myself and other people, and I'm just it'll be a while before I'm ready to move. And then just like setting up my life here. I already started work, so I needed to kind of get that out of the way. I also couldn't find my microphone. It was packed, and I had packed it to make sure that it was completely secure, and then couldn't figure out which of the 80 million boxes it was in. So I finally found it and got it out. This is my first day off actually in 5 days. Yeah, this is my first day off in 5 days. This last week has been absolutely insane. I've gotten like three hours of sleep a night for the last 5 days. Like last night was the first night I actually got a good night's sleep. So like even just contemplating, like I really wanted to do it. I really wanted. I like it's weird that I missed it as badly as I did, that I just missed talking to the void. I really did miss you guys. I missed, like, interacting with you, and I have so many scripts backed up because my writer was still writing while, like, I had told her, I was like, hey, it's gonna be a bit, but keep writing, and she actually just got a new job. Congrats to her. And she's moving as well, so, like, it's been fun around these parts for us. But now I'm mostly settled. There's still a couple things I have to do. I don't have all my furniture. I'm not sleeping in my current bed. I'm sleeping in my spare bed. But what's really cool about my place is that it's mine. This is the first time I'm actually living 100% alone. I've always either lived with my family or with roommates. And they're a pain in the butt to try and work around. I love my family to death, and I really enjoyed my roommates. Like, I really had a good time with them, and they were all very good. I never had, like, a really bad experience with roommates. But I just, there's something about living alone. I don't think I'll ever move in with a roommate again, unless it's, like, a really close friend or a partner. I think I'm quite happy with the single apartment life. But I did decide to get 2 bedrooms, mostly because it was the same price. Weirdly enough, single bedrooms in my state are about the same cost as a double bedroom. And what is really cool about mine is both of them are the same size, and they both have walk-in closets. So the second bedroom that's now my office and guest bed, I'm turning that spare closet into a sound booth. So I'm going to actually make that, like, where I record. It's not where I'm recording right now because it's got 80 million boxes inside of it. It is the never-ending Doctor Who closet of boxes, but it'll eventually be a space for me to record. And I also have, like, a setup with all my computers. And if you're wondering how many computers I have 3 laptops, 4 desktops, and about 800 monitors. I know, because I carried them up the stairs in 80 million boxes. And I'm now trying to unpack them. I'm also having, like, internet issues. So, like, just getting stable internet has been a pain. But I'm mostly settled. Everything is mostly where it's supposed to be. Most boxes are unpacked. There's only, like, a handful left. So I said to myself today, I was like, it's your day off. This is the best time to record. I'm planning to probably record, like, 4 or 5 things, which I know I don't normally put out that many. I do typically record that many. So usually the way I work is I record 1 or 2 days a week, and I record several audios. And then I put out 1 or 2 that day, and then I wait a day or two, and I put out the extras. So it's more stable. It also is easier for me to just straight record everything and then edit. So, and editing takes the most time out of everything. Probably the only thing that takes more time is the actual writing, and since I don't do that, it's not part of my time. So, like, my editing process takes probably, if I have, like, a, let's say, a 10-minute audio, it probably takes me 20, 30 minutes, which is actually fairly fast turnaround time, but it's just because of the way I record. I try to, like, minimize. It's mostly what I'm looking for is I'm trying, the sound stuff should already be, like, how you hear me right now is usually how I sound when I record. What I'm doing is going back and cutting out, like, bad takes or parts of it where it's just, like, something sounds wrong in it, or, like, a doorbell rang, or the phone rang, or my cat jumped up on the thing. Like, it's things like that that I'm removing. Or I'm adding SFX in. The more SFX, the longer it takes. At least takes about, for a 10-minute, at least takes about 20 minutes. It usually takes at least double the time, even if there's no SFX to add, just because you have to listen to it, like, twice. But I plan to get a couple of those recorded tonight. I plan to get out for you guys at least 1 or 2 audios, so that you have that, and then I'll probably have more tomorrow. I'm also off tomorrow, which is weird, because I'm not used to the schedule. I worked 40 hours a week and went to school 50 hours a week for about 6 months, until I finally had the ability to quit my job and take time off. And I didn't work the last, like, 4 months of my schooling. So to have off days is just weird. but what's really good is that I'm going to have, I won't be working a normal 9-to-5 job. I only work about 3 days a week. So I'll have more off days than I have on days. They will rotate, but it's a pretty good gig. And I get to pick my own schedule for the most part. So that's really nice. So if there's anything that y'all want, I know there was a couple of requests that people had. They are written. My writer did actually write everything. There was no space to record it. I wasn't in my own bed for a while. I ended up having to, like, my bed broke. So I had to stay in a spare bed, and there wasn't an environment there where I could record. At the same time, I was living with my family, and I was recording when I was living with my family. But towards the end of that, my dad ended up having to have surgery. And so he wasn't sleeping in his bed. He was sleeping right near where I was. There was only, like, a door between us versus, like, half a house. So I... My mom knows what I do, my dad does not. Or at least my mom knows somewhat. She at least knows that I do safer work audios. I've explained it somewhat to her. My dad has no clue. And I prefer to keep it that way. But because he wasn't feeling good and he just couldn't sleep and he was in pain, it was easier for him to sleep, like, in a recliner. So I just couldn't record even then. So that's kind of like what started it. And I thought, okay, it would be like a week or two and then he'd get better and then that'd be fine. Unfortunately, in that, about the latter half of that second week is when I got the job offer. So that went out the window. I would have wanted to record something if I was going to go away for that length of time. But thankfully now everything should be stable. I should be able to record, at least once a week, and get out audios a couple times a week. Probably actually a little bit more than before, just because I have more time now. That's the funny thing about schooling, is that it takes all your time. Work, you just come home and that's it. You don't have to study. So I am very happy to be back. I am so grateful to you guys, because I still watch, like, y'all still, there were more followers, I think, that joined in the time I was away than before. Like, I think I almost doubled my follower count. with Radio Silence, and a lot of my audios, like, ticked over the 1,000 mark, which was really cool to watch. And people commented still, and I tried to, like, if you contacted me or you commented on something, I tried to, like, I still had my phone, I still had the ability to talk. So I was trying to get back with y'all. But if there's, like, anything y'all want specifically, you know, any type of audios you want, any, like, requests, like, you know, let me know, let my writer know. I tag her in every single one of my audios. So, well, every single one she writes, because there's a couple that are improv, but every single one that she writes, like, she's there. And I think I have like 4 or 5 that are in the works that people have already requested. Those are coming out as soon as I can get them recorded. But yeah, if there's anything, just let us know. Like, there's pretty much just nothing's off limits for me. There's a handful of things, but, like, if that came up, then we'd have a conversation at that point. But yeah, I am super happy to be back and recording for you guys. So I hope you enjoy, the new things. And I also actually have some really cool news. It is not ready yet because my internet is not stable enough, but, that will be coming very, very shortly, that news announcement. Something that I think you guys will enjoy. On top of that, I also have 2 separate audio series in the work. One of them is actually my writer's idea. She came to me and was like, hey, I'd like to do this. I'd like to write something like this. Would you be up to it? And I said, absolutely. It is a audio series based on the alphabet. So each audio is from A to Z. There's an audio for every single letter. I think she's written up to D at this point. But it's actually based on an image that she has, which has, like, date night ideas. So the first one is, like, A, and it has, like, 3 different date night ideas that go with A. And she picked one and wrote it. And she's done that for, I think, she's done it for at least 4. I think she might have written the 5th one now, of audios for that. So there's going to be an alphabet date series coming out. And I've also... very, very recently, like, as of last night, based on a couple conversations I had with some friends, I'm going to put out a kind of educational series, mostly sex ed, because I find that a lot of people, especially women, don't really understand their bodies, and they don't really understand that normal is what they consider normal is actually something that's abnormal for them, and there are ways to like make that better, and that some things they think are abnormal or weird about themselves are actually fairly common and fairly normal. So that's going to kind of come out. I have a couple of ideas, probably about 3 or 4 audios worth right now of what I want to do for that. But if there's anything specific you want to know or you want to ask me about, I do actually have a fairly extensive, like, anatomy background, as well as actually a mental health background for that kind of thing. And then, like, counseling. So I actually used to work as a counselor, mostly for teens. So hopefully none of you are under 18, but it is what it is. So, like, if there's just anything that you're curious about or you think that is normal, abnormal, I'm probably going to put out a forum where you can anonymously ask stuff. That'll help me, like, either give me ideas or be like, hey, I don't really understand this, or this is what's going on with my body and I kind of am confused, or I think that this sex thing is weird that I like it, or something, like, things along that line. So that will come out shortly as well. So both of those are very exciting, and then the third announcement is a surprise, but as soon as I get stable internet and I get it all sorted out, you guys will be the first to know. So I hope you enjoy, and I will see you later tonight in whatever capacity that is, because I still have no idea which one of the 80 million audios that she wrote for me that I'm going to record tonight, and I might do a couple improv too. So we'll see, and I'll see which ones I post.